It only took me a second to get my thoughts together and say, I don't think anything about it. Maybe I should have said, I wished them luck, or the best, or something, but I wasn't that good of a person. Is it true you haven't spoken to him since your last season together? I wasn't going to count the one night I had called him drunk and upset right after he'd ditched me. He hadn't answered, but I had taken advantage of it. I was pretty sure I had called him a weak little pussy bitch, but I wasn't positive. All I knew was that I didn't regret anything that had come out of my mouth. Whatever it had been, he deserved. No, we haven't. Is it true that he sent you a text message to tell you? She had the nerve to ask about the rumor that had been circling for some reason I didn't understand. I had never brought it up to anyone other than my family, so I knew it hadn't come from me. Plus, the truth was, he hadn't told me. Period. I'd found out when he'd announced Mary and him were taking the next season off to train together. That's how I'd found out. From an article. 2 days after we had started our planned one-month break. Spineless bitch.
Can we talk about Jasmine and me instead? I thought Coach Lee had mentioned that we didn't want to talk about our partners in the past.
Ivan cut in suddenly, his tone that snooty shit one that I usually hated. Until then. The woman's face went pink, and she nodded quickly. Yes, sure. But she didn't apologize for bringing up a topic that they had already told her not to. I hadn't known they had done that, but I appreciated it, a lot more than I thought. What are your expectations for the season? The woman continued with, not missing a beat.
We're going to do well. Better than well.
What do you mean by that? The heat and muscle of his thigh fully rested against mine, but I didn't move.
That means I don't expect this season to go differently than any other season.
The woman's eyes went wide. You think so? I was watching him as he did his slow nod.
I know so.
You're not taking the season off. Little did she know, we only had a season together. I didn't have time to spare.
No.
You're that confident? She asked, with a smirk of amusement on her face, like she loved his confidence. Ugh.
Yes.
She tipped her head to the side like, okay, and glanced at me. What do you think? Is it possible? Maybe normally I would have made a joke, but she had already insulted me more than I deserved, so I didn't. I think Ivan is one of the best competitors in this sport. I think I've already learned a lot from him, and I'm going to keep learning a lot from him. Damn, that sounded good. Even I almost believed it. But you think it's possible to skip through a learning period? Yes. At least I could hope. But no one ever believed someone who sounded hesitant. Her eyes narrowed. Do you think you'll be able to get over the nerves that have plagued you in the past? She was back at it again with a condescending shit that fast? Goddamn. Be better. Be better. Be better. You can do it. I could do it. I just didn't want to. I think that I have a partner I can rely on, so I have less to stress out about, I said slowly, watching her eye to eye as I said it, so she knew I wasn't going to pretend like she was being polite when she sure as fuck wasn't. So you think your issues in the past are because of... Ivan's hand sliced through the air.
Can we focus on Jasmine and me instead? Please?
I didn't... It's my fault, I said quickly. I shouldn't have said that. I don't know if I'll be able to get over my nerves, but I feel more confident with myself than I have in the past, and I think part of that is because of Ivan's history and record. I'm hoping he'll rub off on me. Bitch. The woman made a face like she didn't believe me, but glanced back at her questions. Okay, we can change the subject and move on to something else. What about a 20 questions type game? She flicked her eyes toward Ivan. If that's agreeable? I blinked, but beside me Ivan answered.
Okay.
It'll be fun, she added, like she was trying to convince us this wouldn't be torture. I probably had a different view on what she thought was fun, but okay. as long as the questions didn't involve Paul and his bitch-ass partner, or me being a screw-up, I could take it. I nodded. She smiled. You haven't been partners together very long, but since you've known each other for a while, it should be fun. Ivan kicked me, and I kicked him right back. Because it was one thing to pretend like we could put up with each other, but it was a totally different thing for us to know each other. Okay, the woman went on, glancing at her laptop. I snuck a look at Ivan, but he was already watching me. What the fuck? I mouthed. The man I'd never even seen get flustered shrugged.
Guess,
he mouthed back. Okay, I've got a good one, she announced, totally oblivious to us wondering how the hell we were about to get through this, as she had her eyes on the screen as she typed something. What is Ivan's favorite color? I glanced at Ivan and made a face. Black, I answered, but mouthed, like your heart. He rolled his eyes. Is that true? The other woman asked, moving her gaze from the computer back to us.
I don't have a favorite color.
What is Jasmine's favorite? She asked. He glanced at me at the same time the woman looked away.
Red.
Then he added,
like the blood of the children you eat.
I was not going to laugh. I was not going to laugh. Especially not when he looked so pleased with his fucking self. Idiot. Asshole. Then he had the nerve to wink, and I had to force myself to look back at the woman instead. I kicked him after half a second. Did he get it right? She asked me, glancing over. I shook my head. Nope. It's pink.
Pink?
I glanced at him out of the corner of my eye. Yeah, why is that so weird?
It's just, I don't think I've ever seen you wear pink.
Why the hell would he notice or pay attention to what I wore? I wondered. I don't. It's still my favorite color, though. His forehead wrinkled, but all he said was,
oh.
Which offended me. It's kind of fun, I explained, probably a little harshly. All he said was his,
oh.
Again. Ivan's favorite jump? The woman continued. That was easy. The triple lutz.
That's right.
Jasmine's favorite? Ivan didn't hesitate.
Easy. The 3L.
Can we expect to see some triple lutzes in the future? Amanda asked. We glanced at each other. Yeah.
Yes.
She nodded as she looked at her screen. Ivan's favorite food? I mouthed, butthole, to him, but actually said, escargot? For no reason other than it sounded fancy. There wasn't a moment for him to hold back a choke. What he also did was hit his leg against mine.
No.
No?
No. Why would you think that? No.
I pressed my lips together and shrugged.
Pizza.
I glanced at the body beside mine. His sweater was chunky, but not that chunky. There was no body fat on him. He was all elegant, rock-solid muscle on long arms and long legs. It wasn't a body that knew pizza.
Don't look at me like that,
he said, using the same tone of voice that I probably used on him when he didn't believe me that I liked pink. What kind of pizza? I asked, half expecting him to say it was some fat-free shit. He blinked at me, and I swore for one second that he could read my mind.
Plain old pepperoni.
It was my turn to say, oh. And he knew what it meant, because he raised his eyebrows. What is Jasmine's favorite food? The idiot beside me didn't miss a beat.
Chocolate cake.
How the hell did he know that? Is that true? The other woman asked. I was trying not to look at him like he was crazy for knowing that, and somehow I managed to nod. He had probably guessed since it was Karina's favorite, too. If Ivan wasn't a figure skater, what else would he do? I had to pause. Ivan not being a figure skater? I couldn't imagine that being a possibility in any alternate universe. From what Karina had told me when we had been teenagers, he'd been skating since he was 3. His grandfather had taken him to an ice rink, and it had been love at first sight. It had become his entire life. She had told me once he'd never even had a girlfriend, There'd been a couple of girls he'd gone out with back in the day, but nothing serious. Not when there was something else he loved more. I got it. I really did. Not that I'd ever admit how much we had in common, but I understood. I'd had a couple of short-term boyfriends, but nothing serious, and that had been years ago. One of them had been the guy I'd chosen to finally lose my virginity to in the backseat of his SUV when I was 19, and the other had been a baseball player that had been, like me, way too focused on his career. Every other guy I'd gone out with had all been one date and one date only. Nothing and nobody would ever come between my dreams and me. And imagining Ivan not owning the ice wasn't a reality I could picture, because he was the same as I was. Just evil. Well, annoying and evil. I can't see him doing anything else. I made myself respond honestly. Unfortunately. Beside me, even he shrugged, like he had no idea what else he would do either. Amanda must have seen that, because she then asked, "What about Jasmine?" There was no hesitation before his reply.
"There's nothing else."
"There isn't anything else," I confirmed, letting the reminder that there wasn't a plan B for me go. I freaked out about that enough. I didn't need to think about that reality more than I already did. I glanced at Ivan to find him looking at me with a smug expression on his stupid, perfect face. Then the fucker mouthed,
"The Grim Reaper."
I didn't even bother rolling my eyes. "If Ivan could meet one person living or dead, who would it be?" she asked. I wanted to say Jeffrey Dahmer, but Amanda was looking at me, so instead I went with, "Jesus."
"Correct."
I kept my smirk to myself. He was so full of shit. "What about Jasmine?" I glanced at him, watching as he made a thoughtful expression before answering.
"Stephen King."
I didn't wait for the woman to ask me if it was true, and instead frowned as I asked, "Why?"
"He wrote your favorite book."
I blinked.
"Misery."
He wouldn't know I didn't really read. I borrowed audiobooks from the library, but that was as crazy as I got. But I couldn't correct him, so all I did was nod and say, "Uh-huh." I'd look it up later, or ask my mom's husband. He read a lot. Amanda had a funny look on her face, but she kept going. "What would Ivan enjoy more, books or magazines?" "Magazines." "What about Jasmine?"
"Picture books."
I blinked at him, feeling something ugly and defensive in my chest. "Why picture books?" I asked him, the ugliness growing inside of me as I prepared for the worst.
"I don't think I've ever seen you read anything. My sister usually reads everything off menus to you."
If I blushed, I had a feeling everything from my belly button up would have been red as fuck at his comment. Karina did always read things off for me. I didn't even have to ask her to do it. She just always had. I didn't feel shame in having her do it because she didn't do it out of pity, but because it was faster than me having to take my time and read it. But I'd never noticed that someone else was paying attention, judging me, and making his own assumptions for it. He wasn't the first person, but I didn't like it. Not at all. I swallowed and tore my eyes back to Amanda, giving her a tight expression as I shrugged. "I like audiobooks," I corrected. "Me too," she agreed quickly. There was nothing for me to be embarrassed about, I told myself for about the millionth time since I was 4. I had come a long way. There was nothing shameful about having a learning disability. Nothing at all. It had taken me a lot of work to get as good as I had at reading. But it still took me too long. That was just the only part that frustrated me. I didn't love reading because it took me too long. I didn't love number sequences either. I learned by listening and by doing. I wasn't stupid. And I sure as hell didn't like Ivan of all people making a joke about it. I didn't like it so much that I didn't look at him again after that. Not for the next 20 minutes, when I barely answered with only one word if I could get away with it. I let Ivan direct the conversation and answer almost everything. She stayed away for more questions about my ex and kept it easy. At one point, Ivan hit his leg against mine twice, but I didn't hit him back. I didn't feel like it. When the time was over and my phone beeped, telling me the hour we had set aside for the interview was over, Ivan got up, hitting his elbow against mine so I could do the same, and I did. But I didn't glance at him as I did it, and I hated that too. Shaking her hand, Ivan said,
"It was nice meeting you."
I just nodded and took her hand too. "Thank you," I muttered, sounding like an asshole, but I didn't even care. I never expected Karina to ever tell anyone I had trouble with things. Once, my mom had even suggested that I tell everyone I had a learning disability, but I had told her no. No, because I didn't want anyone to pity me. I'd gotten that enough when I was younger, and they had figured out why I had such a hard time learning my alphabet, then reading and writing. I had never let my own family baby me over it. My mom used to say I would rather stay up all night than ask anyone for help. Ivan shuffled out of the bench, and I followed right after him, except when he stopped at the side of the table. I went completely around him and headed toward the door and out. My hand instantly went to my wrist, and I gave my bracelet a spin. "There is nothing to be mad at. He didn't call you dumb. He didn't say you couldn't read. He was just messing with you, the same way you were messing with him, and he didn't complain or cry about it. Don't be dumb. Don't be all sensitive and shit. You've heard worse." And I had. So why was I so damn mad, and maybe the tiniest bit hurt?
"Meet Jasmine,"
Ivan's familiar voice called out from somewhere behind me. I didn't stop because I was on a schedule, not because I was running away from him. "I've got to get to work," I replied over my shoulder, not slowing down.
"Hold up a second."
Raising my right hand, taking in the big red R on it, I winced and waved it anyway. "I'll see you this afternoon," I said, before turning down the hall leading to the changing room. I darted inside because I really had to get to work, not because I was avoiding whatever the hell was going to come out of Ivan's mouth. God, I was such a weak shit. Why hadn't I just talked to him? Luckily, there was only one other person in the changing room right then, and she and I just glanced at each other, but that was it. Opening my locker, I grabbed my bag and pulled out my clothes for work, deodorant, makeup, and baby wipes. But it was the blinking green light on my cell phone screen that made me pause. I grabbed my phone and unlocked it to find that I had two texts waiting for me. One was from my dad.
"Sent you a message last week. I'm coming in September. Hope I get to see you."
That weird feeling I'd gotten back in the break room went through my upper body again, but I shoved it all the way. I typed in, "Okay," and hit send, feeling just a little guilty I hadn't sent anything longer. But then I scrolled up and saw that my last message from him had been 4 months ago, and suddenly I didn't feel so bad. Then I checked my next message and saw it was from my mom.
"Good luck with your interview. Don't fidget, make faces, or roll your eyes if there's a camera. Don't cuss either."
That brought a little smile to my face that replaced the ache, and I typed back, "Too late." Not even 30 seconds later, as I was fishing for my socks and work shoes, my phone vibrated with another message from my mom.
"I don't know you."
Chapter 8.
"Not that I care, but are you mad at me?"
I had just finished doing a loop around the ice to warm up, following my hour-long stretching session when Ivan skated up beside me, asking his dumbass question. I didn't even bother glancing at him when I answered. "No."
"No, you're not mad?"
Out of the corner of my eye, I could see the outline of the white zip-up pullover he had on and the navy blue sweatpants tucked into his black skates. Why did he always have to dress like he gave a shit? Ugh! I was in my usual outfit of faded leggings and faded long-sleeved t-shirt with a couple of holes in it. The good thing about not being tall was that I hadn't grown out of clothes in more than a decade. "No." He didn't say anything for a second, as he kept up next to me as I went around to do another loop, gaining a little more speed than I had on my first lazy one.
"Any more?"
Why the hell was he hounding me? He hadn't seen my face the day before, and I didn't think I'd acted like something was wrong. Had I? Then I remembered his not that I care comment and rolled my eyes at that. No, I was never mad at you to begin with.
I didn't do anything for you to get mad at.
Okay.
You weren't mad?
Had I been mad? No. Had he joked about something I was sensitive about? Yes. It would tell him that he had caught on to one of the few things I was hung up over, but telling him that might just make him pick on me more. Because that's what we did, and the only person I could blame was myself. And him. We had built this boat, our working relationship, or whatever the hell else it could be called, was based on. Nope. With my eyes still focused forward, I threw his words back at him. I'd have to care what you think to get mad. He looked down at me over his shoulder, not responding as we finished another loop around the ice rink, having it completely to ourselves so early. Yesterday afternoon, we had gone straight to business for our afternoon practice. Had I ignored him more than usual? No. I just treated him like I needed to, like we only had a limited time to get our shit together, and I needed to make the best out of it.
This is only for a year,
he reminded me suddenly, like I had forgotten. I didn't even bother rolling my eyes. I heard you the first time y'all brought it up, numbnuts.
I'm only making sure you don't forget.
How could I when you remind me every other day? I needed to stop. I'd known what I was getting myself into. That had him glancing at me.
Someone's touchy.
I rolled my eyes. You're bothering me by telling me something I know and haven't forgotten? I'm not being touchy.
You're being touchy.
You're being touchy.
All I'm doing is making sure you aren't setting yourself up for disappointment later on.
That made me stop skating so I could get a really good look at him. What the hell are you talking about? I frowned, watching as he stopped a moment after I did and turned to face me. I wished he wasn't so much taller than me. It was annoying how he literally had to tip his chin down to look at me.
You heard me.
His tone made my palm itch. What the hell would I have to be disappointed over? Chances were, my eyes were either already bugging out or well on their way to.
Not getting to partner up with me for longer.
I stared at him, thinking he was joking, but knowing with an ego the size of his, he was genuinely telling me the fucked up thoughts in his head. I'll be just fine, Lucifer. Don't worry about me. I'm not going to get that attached to you. Your personality isn't that awesome. I wasn't surprised when he genuinely looked offended.
You know, there are a lot of people who would love this opportunity.
Yeah, and there are a lot of people who would appreciate this opportunity, but no, you don't shit out golden eggs, buddy. His eyelids hung low over his almost transparent blue eyes.
Golden eggs?
Yeah, you haven't heard of Mother Goose?
A picture book?
That wiped my expression clean, at least until I narrowed my eyes at him. So what if I fucking like picture books and your sister reads out menus to me? I blurted out, before I could remind myself not to engage in this shit. Ivan seemed to rear back for a moment before blinking.
I knew you were mad. I knew it.
Damn it. I'm not mad, dumbass. He shook that dark head.
You literally yelled at me 15 seconds ago.
I blinked, fisting my hand without even realizing it. Because you get on my nerves.
Over me talking about you liking picture books. I've said worse things to you and you haven't batted an eyelash, but...
Was he right? Of course he was. Was I going to admit it? Hell no. I'm not mad, I repeated, trying to tell myself to calm down and keep it cool. To not let him get the best of me because it wouldn't be worth it. It wouldn't. Nope.
You're mad.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
He kept going, not realizing he was pissing me off more and more. Or maybe he did know and he just didn't care. It was Ivan. It could be either.
You aren't the first woman to lie and tell me you're not mad when you really are.
I was going to sock him one of these days, and he was going to deserve it. But I could only do it when we weren't in public. I couldn't forget that stipulation. Don't compare me to your exes. Something strange came over his face so fast and was gone just as quickly that I might have thought I was imagining it, but I wasn't. Before he could feed me some more bullshit or try to bring up his ex-girlfriends or ex-partners or whoever the fuck else he was referring to, I kept going. I don't care what you think about me, Ivan. If I did, then this would be a different story, but I don't. There isn't anything you can say to me that would hurt my feelings. His blink that time was different. Slower. Longer. But it still only lasted about 3 seconds before his facial expression was back to normal.
I know you well enough.
You don't know shit. But this man had never been one to back down, and I doubted he ever would. He stared at me for a moment, taking a deep breath, then letting it back out.
I know you better than you think I do.
It was my turn to take a breath in and out. It doesn't matter what he thinks, I told myself. It doesn't matter. I didn't care. I knew what this was for. A year. A possibility to win. A possibility to get a permanent partner afterward. No, you don't, I claimed, making sure my exhale was nice and smooth instead of choppy. The last thing I wanted was for him to know he was having any kind of effect on me. I leave you both alone for 4 minutes, and you're already arguing. Coach Lee's familiar voice carried out across the ice from her spot by the boards as she unclipped her skate guards to join us on the ice. Are you two ever going to get along?
No.
Yes.
I gave him a dirty-ass look as I said it. Coach Lee sighed, not even looking up as she did it. Forget I asked. Let's get started, shall we? I should have known that today would be the day this would happen, I thought to myself, as I turned the key in the ignition and heard nothing. Not the choke of the engine trying to turn on. Nothing. Just a click. God damn it, I hissed, as I banged my forearms on the steering wheel and hissed out, Motherfucking son of a bitch-ass whore! Fuck me! Why? Why did this have to happen? If I cried, right then, I would feel totally justified for doing it. I was tired. My ankle, wrist, and knees hurt from Ivan dropping me on the fucking ice as we worked on twists, which meant he hurled me straight up into the air while I tried to do at least 3 turns at the peak of height, and then he caught me again on the way down. He had only dropped me 3 times, but it might as well have been 12. He'd dropped me twice that amount on the mats, if not more. All I wanted to do was go home. It was Saturday afternoon, early enough so that no one had arrived at the LC for evening and night lessons, and it was my night off from Pilates, and the runs I'd been going on multiple times a week, usually with my brother, who had only just barely begun to forgive me for not telling him about Ivan. It was my night to have dinner without rushing because I needed to get to bed or take an ice bath, or whatever else there was to do. And all I wanted was to go eat the lasagna and chocolate cake my mom had said she was going to make. I'd been dreaming about her husband's garlic breadsticks for the last 2 days since she had let me know Saturday was going to be the day so I could plan my cheat meal around red meat and cheese. And I was stuck. Of course I was going to be stranded. Drawing my phone out of my bag, I tried to think of who I could call. I had declined roadside assistance on my insurance because it made it more expensive. I could call my oldest brother, but according to our group chat message from earlier, he had left for a trip out of town that morning with some girl he was seeing. Jonathan would tell me to look up what to do on YouTube, and my mom's husband was worthless with cars. My mom, though, would tell me to call my uncle, who had his own mechanic shop and a tow truck. So, I looked through my contacts for the right number and hit send. 3 rings later, his low voice came up on the other end with, Baby girl, how's it going? I couldn't help but smile. He and my grandpa were the only ones who ever called me things like that. Hi, Uncle Jeff. I'm alive. You?
Still kicking, sweetie.
I'm sorry to bother you. He let out a muffled chuckle.
How many times have I told you you're not a bother? What's going on?
My car won't start, I told him immediately. The engine isn't turning. There's just a click sound. I didn't leave my lights on. He made a humming noise.
How old is your battery?
Shit. I have no idea. He laughed.
Chances are it's your battery, but I'd like to take a look at it. Your terminals might be corroded, and I could clean them up for you, but I won't know until I take a look. Problem is, I'm in Austin today and tomorrow. Where you at?
I'm in the parking lot of the Lukoff complex, I replied.
Could you leave it there until I get back into town tomorrow?
Tomorrow. All I had to do was go for a run, have a stretch, and buy my weekly groceries. I could borrow my mom's car for that. Yeah, I can leave it here.
Okay, leave it there. Tomorrow I can meet you, take a look at it, and let you know what's going on. Is that all right?
It was either that or paying a tow truck driver hundreds of dollars, which I needed for other things, to tow my car home or to his shop, which was closed anyway. It's fine. Thank you. I'm sorry to bother you.
Girl, what did I just say? You're never a bother. I'll see you tomorrow, though, honey. It'll be early evening, so keep that busy schedule open for me. It was about time I dropped by to see your mama anyway. It's been long enough. She needs somebody to remind her she looked like a troll under the bridge before she hit puberty.
He laughed. I smiled. You're the only one who can do it. She almost beat my ass the last time I told her I thought I saw a wrinkle on her face. He laughed more.
All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Sorry again I can't help you out today.
It's okay. Bye, Uncle Jeff.
Bye-bye, Jasmine, baby.
He said before hanging up. I felt better as I hung up the phone. Then remembered I still had to get home. Fucking shit. Shoving the door open, I got out of the car and went around to the other side, as I decided who would give me the least amount of hell if I asked for a ride. I was opening the passenger door to grab my bag, debating whether Ruby or Tally would be the best option, when a car honked. I ignored it as I grabbed my bag and swung it out, closing the door with my hip as the sound of a car honking again made me glance over my shoulder. And regret it. Because in a black car with sleek lines and the driver's side window rolled down was a face I knew too well.
Want some candy, little girl?
The idiot asked me as he placed a forearm on the door and shoved his black-framed black lens glasses up onto the top of his equally dark hair. I blinked as I took a step back and let my butt rest against my mustard-colored passenger door of my Subaru. Not from you, I replied, watching the guy I had tried my best not to talk to all afternoon. He didn't flinch or make a face, but raised his eyebrows.
Need a ride?
How the hell did he know I needed a ride?
I saw you get into your car and start banging on the steering wheel. I don't have any jumper cables.
Of course he didn't. His car was not even a year old. His car before that had been a midnight blue BMW that couldn't have been more than 3 years old.
Get in.
I'll
give you a ride. Stop overthinking it. You don't even have to pay me.
Oh, God. I hated him. I hated him even more when he smiled like he thought he was hilarious. I could call JoJo, or Tally, or Ben, or James, or Ruby. They would come get me. I knew they would, even if they were already over at my mom's.
You really want to wait around here for someone to come get you?
He had me there. But I also didn't want to get into the car with him, so...
Get in, loser.
And that had me blinking. Did you just quote...
I don't have all day. Let's go. You don't want to wait around, and neither do I.
Shit. Two other cars had parked in the lot while we'd been arguing, and I could see the families getting out of their vehicles. Did I want to be out here arguing with Ivan while people watched? Maybe. But I had said we would do better and keep going with this facade, so... Fine. Fully aware I sounded like an ungrateful ass, and only slightly feeling bad about it. I took a step toward his Tesla and then stopped, narrowing my eyes at him. You promise you won't kill me?
I promise if I do, it'll be quick and painless.
I did this to myself. I'm going to take a picture of your license plate, so if my body comes up missing, they'll check your car for my DNA.
I have bleach.
Why was he being... It wasn't nice, but more... not a total asshole. I frowned at him as I walked around the back of the car to take a picture of his license plate, because even though I realistically knew that Ivan wasn't actually going to kill me, someone should still know where I was. At least, that's exactly what I would tell my sisters to do if they were in my position. You couldn't trust anyone. Circling back around the front of the car, after sending my mom a picture of Ivan's plate number, because if there was anyone who would raise hell to get me back, it was that woman, I got inside the car and set my duffel on the floor, then clipped my seatbelt in. Then, cringing on the inside, I turned to look at Ivan and forced an almost smile on my face, as I slowly murmured, "Thank you," like each word was getting plucked out of my mouth with pliers.
Don't sound so excited. Which bridge do you live under, and how do we get there?
I can't stand you. He snickered as he dropped his sunglasses onto the bridge of his nose and faced forward.
Where to?
I wrinkled my nose but gave him the directions to start off, watching in silence as he turned one way and then the other before guiding the quiet, beautiful car onto the freeway. I took turns looking out the window, then glancing at the huge screen built into the dashboard, and then looking back at Ivan when I didn't think he could see me. The last thing I wanted was for him to catch me taking in how perfectly shaped his nose was, and how well it fit into the profile of the rest of his bone structure. His jaw was this thing that I'd overheard the older teenage girls babble over. His cheekbones and brow bones were proportionate to the rest of his face. To me, his face reminded me of one that would belong to a prince or something. Royal. Not that I would ever admit that. And it wasn't like it mattered, when under that pretty face and pretty skin was evil incarnate.
Take a picture. It lasts longer.
I blinked, and thought about glancing away, but decided that would look even worse. I will. I think the encyclopedia needs an entry on assholes, and could use your picture as an example. His right hand let go of the steering wheel, and covered a spot over his heart.
Ouch.
Oh, please. He glanced at me with those crazy dark glasses covering his eyes.
What? You don't think you could hurt me?
You need a heart for it to hurt.
Ouch. Jasmine, really, I have a heart.
It doesn't count if it's made out of sticks and stones and painted red. The only corner of his mouth I could see turned up just a little.
I made it out of clay, Meatball. Give me some credit.
I didn't mean to. I really didn't, but I snickered and turned my face away. Like if he couldn't see me doing it, it wasn't actually happening.
You know, we might be able to get along if we tried.
I wanted to look at him, because there was a lot a person's face couldn't hide, especially a face I figured I knew as well as Ivan's, but I made sure to keep my gaze out the window. Because Ivan and me as friends? Why was he bringing it up and asking? I wasn't sure what his motives were. I don't know about all that, I told him honestly. There was a pause as he kept driving.
You like my sister?
But you aren't your sister. Your personalities are totally different. Because they were. Karina was sweet most of the time, but had a backbone that I respected a lot. She didn't take most things seriously, unless she really cared about them. She balanced me out. She was warm and easygoing, where I wasn't.
I didn't think you made so many excuses.
I'm not making excuses.
Sounds like it to me.
I'm not... Was I? Shit.
You always say you can do everything.
Because I can. Then I frowned. Lee only asks us to be nice to each other. We've been handling it. He didn't say a word. He just lifted his shoulder like he was egging me on. But why the hell would he do that?
It'd be easier if you didn't hate me.
I frowned at the windshield. I don't hate you. This time he did glance at me, his expression even, but something about it still disbelieving. I don't hate you. I looked at him even though he'd glanced away by then. Why the hell would you think that?
Because you said, I hate you.
I blinked. That doesn't mean I really hate you. I didn't know you were that sensitive. I don't like you, but I don't hate you.
I don't really care if you hate me.
That had me rolling my eyes. Let's be friends, but I don't care if we are or not, okay? I mocked him, shaking my head because that didn't make any fucking sense at all.
So?
He was still going with this. So what?
So, yes or no?
yes or no? To us being friends when I didn't understand why he would bother to try? When he made it seem like he didn't care whether we were or not? The fuck? Was this how people became friends in real life? I didn't know. How the hell would I? Every friend I had, I'd made back when I didn't distrust every person I met. And Ivan? I mean...
If you don't think you can do it...
If I didn't think I could do it... Shit. I watched his face. But nothing about it changed. He just kept looking forward. I felt... off. And weird. What does it mean if we are? Do we have to do something, or...
I don't know.
Was his brilliant ass and unexpected response. Because how did he not know? I'd seen him hundreds of times surrounded by people, smiling, hugging, acting like he loved attention, and had been born to be the center of it every minute of his life. But had I seen him actually talk to people before for longer than a few minutes? Huh. I wasn't sure I had. I'll think about it, I said, before I could stop myself. That had him glancing at me, and if his voice was huskier than normal, I didn't notice it.
Okay.
What the hell did all this mean? What was I supposed to do? I wasn't the type to hug for no reason, and I didn't have time to hang out or whatever it was that friends did. I hadn't lied. I didn't hate him. I hated my ex and a few other people, but I just didn't like Ivan. He was argumentative, arrogant, blunt. I'd just described myself, hadn't I? Shit. This was never going to work. This was why I didn't have friends, or more than a couple, because... Then I remembered this was Ivan. Ivan who had the same schedule I did. Ivan who didn't have time either. Or did he? I didn't know what he did when we weren't together. Could we be friends? Or at least try to bicker less? What I really wanted to know was, would he even want to? This is only for a year. I reminded him about something he already damn well knew. They were the same words he'd used on me every time he wanted. The same words he'd literally used on me hours ago just this morning before practice and ballet.
I know that.
So what's the point?
Fine, forget it.
You're the one who brought it up.
Well, I changed my mind.
Well, I don't think you really get to change your mind after you've said it.
I did.
I blinked. Not liking how insulted I felt all of a sudden now that he'd changed his mind. I didn't even want to be his friend. It would have been the last thing I wanted or expected. But now, I didn't like him telling me what to do. That had to be it. That's what I was going to tell myself. He didn't get to choose what I did with my life and time more than he already had. Too bad, shitface. I guess we can try. I might have broken into a sweat just saying that.
You guess?
Yeah, I guess.
I'll think about it.
I scoffed, forcing myself to look forward. You'll think. I cut myself off as I saw the two-story house coming up on the right. There were three cars I recognized parked in the driveway. Fuck me. We're here, I said, pointing at the house. Ivan steered the car to the open spot in front of the house, and the second he did, I rushed to say, okay, thanks for bringing me. Hand already on the door, my other hand going to the straps of my bag. I watched him turn off the car more than I actually heard him turn it off. What the hell was he? Ivan raised his eyebrows after turning to me.
Can I use the bathroom?
Chapter 9. I blinked. I blinked, and every single word I had learned over the course of my life stopped existing. Because in that moment, as I sat there on top of butter-smooth leather seats, with my hand on the door handle to a car that cost more than most people's homes, I wasn't sure what the hell to say. I wasn't even sure I'd heard him correctly. Say what? I basically croaked, for what I was pretty sure was the first time in my life. The man sitting behind the steering wheel didn't even bother answering my question. What he did was reach to the side and open his door.
Can I use the bathroom?
He wanted me to invite him in? Was that what he was seriously fucking asking me? Was he not so subtly telling me he wanted to go inside my house, where my family was, to pee? I blinked again. The no on the tip of my tongue, filling the back of my throat, and so large it went down my esophagus too. It was a stupid-ass response, one I knew I was more than likely going to regret, but I gave it anyway. Because, be better. If you want to. Ivan's reply was to get out of the car and slam the door closed, all while I still sat there, wondering what the hell had just happened. Then, just as quickly as Ivan had gotten out, I did the same, grabbing all of my things and closing the door as gently as possible. He was already waiting for me halfway up the paved pathway leading to the front door, hands tucked into the pockets of his sweatpants, his black fleece pullover matching his low-profile black tennis shoes perfectly. Mostly, though, it annoyed me that he hadn't taken a shower either, and I looked like I needed one while he didn't.
Who's here?
I slid him a side look as I walked around him onto the grass to head to the front door, shoving my arm into the opened zipper of my bag to look for my keys. I'd already taken in the cars parked in the long driveway. The Cadillac was James's, my brother's husband. The Forerunner was Tally's, and the Yukon was Squirt's husband's. My mom, her husband, Ben, my brother and his husband, both my sisters, Aaron, my sister's husband, and their kids.
Which sister?
I eyeballed him again as I slid the key into the lock, wondering on a scale of 1 to 10 how shitty of an idea this was going to be. With my luck, probably a 30. Because today would be the day that he invited himself inside to use the bathroom. God help me.
The redhead or the sweet quiet one?
He asked this like I didn't know the difference in my sisters. Aaron is Ruby's husband. She's the nice one, I replied, my words coming out choppy and stilted, because I didn't get when the hell he'd paid enough attention to know my two sisters. It had been years since Ruby, the younger of the two, had gone with me to the rink. Not since she'd been pregnant with their first baby. Tali still tagged along every once in a while to sit there and judge me, but not as often as she used to. And I couldn't remember either one of them ever going to his parents' house to pick me up after I'd hung out with Karina.
You have another brother, don't you?
I pulled the key out of the lock and went to turn the doorknob. How the fuck did he know I had another brother? Maybe Karina had mentioned it before? She did used to claim she had a crush on Seb. My oldest one, Sebastian. Ivan dipped his chin down before taking a step forward, closer to the door, and me, as I shoved it open. Instantly, I could hear quiet laughter coming from the direction of where the kitchen was. I was going to regret this. I knew for sure I was going to regret letting him in. But if I told him I didn't want him to come inside, it would just make me look weak, or like there was something I was trying to hide from him. Plus, that was kind of mean. I waved Ivan inside as I stood beside the door and closed it after him. Let me show you the bathroom. He made a face, his attention going in the direction of the laughter.
Shouldn't you go tell them hi first?
Should I? Maybe. Did I want to? No.
I should tell your mom hello, shouldn't I?
Oh, God. There was a reason I had never brought a boyfriend over to my house to meet my family. And now? Well, now I was going to bring one of the most important people I would ever meet and have a relationship with over to see these psychos, even if it was only for a moment to greet my mom. Thinking about all the horrible things I had said in front of my brothers and sisters' old boyfriends and girlfriends over the years was almost enough for me to regret the hell they were more than likely going to pay me back with now. I wasn't fool enough to think they were going to be on their best behavior because a gold medalist was coming in to say hi. At least I sure as hell hoped that's all he was doing. From a single sniff, I could tell dinner was well on its way to being done. It smelled so good. With a shrug, I tipped my head to the side so he would follow me. I passed by the living room and found it almost empty except for Ben, who was standing at the liquor cabinet, filling three different glasses with what looked like gin and tonic. "Hey, Ben," I called out, stopping behind the couch to greet him. He didn't look back as he closed the bottle in his hand. "Hey, Jazz," he whispered, glancing over his shoulder before his eyes hit where I was standing and he stopped talking. His whiskey-colored eyes widened, and I knew he was fully aware of who was standing not even 6 inches away. "Why are you whispering?" He pointed upstairs. "The kids are napping in our room." "Oh." Deciding to go peek into my mom's room later, I focused on the person beside me. "Ben, this is my partner, Ivan. Ivan, this is my mom's husband, Ben." I introduced them both, not sure what to do with the way Ivan blinked slowly before finally taking a step forward and saying,
"Nice to meet you."
Like a normal, polite human being. "Huh." I noticed Ben slide his eyes in my direction, giving me a, "What the fuck, Jasmine?" look before taking Ivan's outstretched hand.
"Nice to meet you, too. Want a drink?"
"I'm driving, but thanks."
Ben gave me another bug-eyed look.
"Let me know if you change your mind."
Ivan nodded at the same time I waved to him so he'd follow me into the kitchen. I recognized my sister's laugh, followed by JoJo saying, "Shut up!" Stepping into the wide doorway of the kitchen, I took in my siblings and their significant others sitting around the island and focused way too hard on something in the middle of it. My mom, on the other hand, was peeking into one of the double-wall ovens and poking something inside. Glancing back at Ivan, I raised my eyebrows at him and then went into the kitchen, expecting him to follow behind me at the same exact time. Jonathan threw his hands in the air a split second before the sound of a few things falling on the granite filled the room.
"No!"
my brother hissed, at the same time my sister Tally went, "How did you screw that up?" "You know he sucks at Jenga," I threw in, coming up behind a body I knew belonged to my sister. She turned around just as I touched the top of her head.
"Jasmine!"
Ruby, my slightly older sister, squealed, her hands moving toward me before stopping halfway between our bodies, like she was hesitating. She always did. I didn't even sigh. I just wrapped my arms around her and noticed it took her all of a second before she hugged me back.
"I come over all the time, and you never hug me like that,"
JoJo piped up from his spot across the island. I was still hugging Ruby when I glanced over at him and said, "Because she's never come into the bathroom while I was showering and dumped a pitcher of ice water on me."
"You're still mad about that?"
my brother asked, planting his elbows on the island and smirking so wide his gap-toothed grin came out. "You did it last week," I reminded him, "and 2 weeks before that."
"I was only trying to help you,"
he started to say before James, who was sitting beside him, elbowed him in the arm, hard enough to get his attention as he rubbed his arm.
"What was that for?"
James's eyes were on the spot behind me as he elbowed his significant other again. "Now or never, right?" "Ivan gave me a ride home because my car wouldn't start," I explained, watching as all of them, even my mom who was at the oven, all turned to try and look behind me. "Everyone, Ivan. Ivan, this is everyone." My brother squeaked. James elbowed my brother again. My sister Tali blinked. The hand that Ruby had on my lower back jerked. My mom did nothing, and neither did my sister's beautiful blonde husband, who was sitting in the seat directly to my right.
"Hello."
Ivan, who was apparently wearing his polite pants, called out. It was my mom that replied.
"Hello, Ivan,"
as she came around the island, wiping her hands on the apron she had on over her clothes.
"It's nice to see you again."
He replied something I couldn't hear when Ruby's hand on my back moved, and she leaned in to whisper into my ear,
"He's so tall and handsome in person."
I glanced at the man beside her, who had turned back around to face the island, and begun collecting the wooden blocks that were spread all over the counter.
"I'm going to tell Pretty Boy you're eyeing another guy."
She scowled and pulled away.
"You're a pain, Jasmine."
I smiled at her and touched the top of her head again. She had been the last of my brothers and sisters to move out, and even though it had been 6 years since it had happened, I still missed her like it was just yesterday. Even though I was pretty close to Jonathan in our own screwed-up way, it was Ruby that I had always been the closest to. My mom said it was because we were polar opposites and balanced each other out, like Karina. I always thought it was just because she had the most patience with me, and I had always been really overprotective of her, despite the fact she was 5 years older than me. With the back of my hand, I reached to the right and tapped her husband's shoulder, taking in the baby monitor sitting in front of him on the table. It was one of those fancy video ones. He peeked over at me in the middle of collecting Jenga pieces and grinned. "Jasmine." I gave him his own little smile. It was hard not to. "Aaron?"
"I've been meaning to tell you how happy I was when Rubes said you got another partner,"
the man replied in his honey-sweet Louisiana accent.
"I knew it would only be a matter of time."
My smile grew a little wider, and I nodded at him, tapping his shoulder one more time to tell him thank you. In return, the man my brother had joked around that he'd sworn he'd seen on the cover of a book before smiled at me, like it was enough. It had only taken Aaron about 5 minutes to convince me that he deserved to be my sister's first boyfriend. I'd been prepared to hate his guts. But in those first 5 minutes, after she'd brought him to the house to introduce him to us all, 6 months before they eloped, and 6.5 months before we found out about it, he had asked her to show him all of the cosplay outfits she had made over the years, and I knew she had found a kind, decent man. If he hadn't been, my mom and I had been ready to whoop his ass one dark, rainy night when he couldn't identify us.
"Sup, man?"
my brother Jonathan said from close by. Peeking over my shoulder, I found that JoJo had gotten up from the island and was towering over my mom at her side, hand already shaking Ivan's.
"How's it going, Ivan?"
Like JoJo didn't know who he was.
"Jonathan," my brother said, sounding totally cool and not at all like he'd talked about Ivan's skater butt in the past. "This is my hubby James," he continued on,
hooking his thumb behind him to point at the island. James waved.
"You're my fourth favorite figure skater,"
James said, shooting me a wink.
"Fourth?"
Even JoJo wondered the same thing.
"Who's 1 through 3?
"Jasmine."
"2 and 3?
"Jasmine."
My dead heart gave a little burn of emotion, and if I was the kind of person to blow someone a kiss, I would have done it to him. "I'd push you out of the way if you were about to get run over," I told him, and meant it. He smiled and winked at me again.
"I know you would, Jazz."
I smiled back at him before glancing at Ivan to see him watching me. I was about to ask him what the hell he was looking at, but stopped when I remembered I had agreed to try and be friends with him. What the hell had I been thinking?
"Would you push me out of the way of a car?"
JoJo asked. "No, but I'd pick some pretty flowers for your funeral." He scowled and stuck his tongue out at me. I stuck mine out right back. His middle finger came up to his face and scratched the tip of his nose. I brought mine up and rubbed it across my eyebrow.
"Jasmine, come on," my mom moaned. "Not in front of guests."
"But he," I started to say, pointing at Jonathan before stopping myself and shaking my head. My brother's "heh heh" was really low, but I still heard him.
"Dinner is almost ready. Are you going to shower, Jasmine?"
my mom asked, just as Tali approached Ivan and introduced herself. At least, that's what I assumed when she hugged him. I was watching them as I nodded.
"Uh-huh."
Ivan gave my sister a smile I hadn't seen before, and it made me feel weird. Tali was a younger version of my mom. Beautiful, slim, with that red hair, pale skin, and bone structure that no plastic surgeon in the world could replicate. I couldn't think of a single time I'd been out with her and hadn't caught someone staring at her or hitting on her. She was so used to it, she didn't even notice it anymore. And I had stopped caring that she was so pretty a long, long time ago. Some were just better looking than other ones. Maybe I wasn't as pretty as my sister, but I could kick her ass, and that had always made me feel better. But Tali would be the one to help me bury a body, if I ever needed to. Go shower then, my mom demanded. I don't want the lasagna to burn. I nodded and glanced at Ivan, who was still talking to my sister. Ivan, I'll show you where the bathroom